Greetings. I had a great weekend at A-Life Church in Bellingham and at Everyone's Church in Mount Vernon, Washington. Saturday was a full day of prophetic activation with prophetic ministry in an evening of worship of God in His manifest presence. Sunday was a day of releasing a word of being priests and kings to our God by the power of His peace and grace. God wants us to live a grace-empowered life. Only by living a grace-empowered life can we become authentic in who God created us to be. What does it mean to live a grace-empowered life? I believe that grace is the manifest presence of Holy Spirit working in and through our lives. He transforms us to become all that we were meant to be in this world. Jesus came to reconnect us to God our Father through an intimate and powerful relationship with Holy Spirit. That relationship is not one that merely invites visitations of God's presence into our lives. It is a testimony of being a temple of God's presence in all things and at all times. Holy Spirit living in us empowers our lives to become transformed by His perfecting grace, by being the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, and empowerment by an awe of God from within our hearts. This is God's grace that empowers us to become a testimony of God's truth in our world. A government of grace is an administration of the kingdom of God working in and through our lives. The kingdom of God is a matter of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit from within our hearts. It is the empowerment of our identity, testimony, and purpose in life. The Apostle John wrote of this divine empowerment in his revelation of Jesus Christ. What was previously hidden in the law has become revealed as a living reality in our lives. Revelation 1:4. John, to the seven churches who are in Asia, grace to you and peace from Him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before His throne. A revelation of Jesus Christ in our lives grants us an understanding of the gifts given to us in Christ. The gift of peace has been granted to every one of us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Peace is access to God's house. We have been granted access to all that is in heaven. Through the blood of Jesus, we have been brought near to God in all things. Every provision of heavenly blessing has been granted to us by our access to heaven. The gift of grace is given to us so that we can know God's manifest presence in our lives that transforms us to become like Him in the character, nature, way, power, and authority of who we are. Grace is God's access into our house. It is His access into our lives. Holy Spirit in our lives is a sevenfold reality of His presence working in and through our lives. Isaiah 11:1-2, He is our Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, intimacy, knowledge, and an empowerment by an awe of all that God is, the fear of the Lord. It is the sevenfold Holy Spirit that perfects us to become all that we are meant to be in Christ. Faith gives us access to God's peace and God's grace in our lives. Faith and peace are testimonies of a relationship with God. Everything in life is a matter of relationship. Faith comes by hearing God in our hearts. It works through love. It is through a relationship with God that we know God's mercy that gives us peace with God. Revelation 1:5-6, And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to Him who loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and has made us kings and priests to His God and Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. We have been washed from our sins by the blood of Jesus Christ because of His love for us. His gift of love to us is His means of restoring us to our true identity, testimony, and purpose in life. We are kings and priests to our God. As priests, we experience the blessings of our access to all that God is and has in heaven. As kings, we become empowered by all that is heavenly in our lives to bring the influence of heaven into our world. We are not kings like the kings of the world. We are kings that give the life of God to the people and the environments of our world, because we are priests that receive the life that comes to us from heaven. We offer up the spiritual sacrifices of life to heaven by being givers of life to our world. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.